This is The Ugly Advantage with Peter Lynch, bringing your daily dose of authenticity. It's time to get real.
Hey everybody, hope you had a great Labor Day week. So last night was Friday night, and it's coming on fall season here, which means football. Now, I don't know if you're like me, but I love high school football. I just love going to high school football games and watching. There's so much passion and energy and excitement, and it's just such a great environment. You got bands, and you got the cheer teams, and you got the football teams, and I mean, there's just so much going on. It's really exciting. And last night, I went to one of the biggest games in the state of Colorado. Two of the top teams in the state, Valor was playing Pomona. This is a big game. It was at a big stadium, and there was TV crews there. There was an on-field interviewer. I mean, this thing was done big, and I would guess there was a couple thousand fans there. What an exciting, fun game. Went right down to the wire. Valor ended up winning 14-6. Just an exciting game. But as I watched that game, I watched something really interesting and something that really applies to me right now and maybe some of you. And it's this idea of execution. Now, Pomona had what I can only describe as one of the largest offensive lines I've ever seen in high school football. This was a group of kids that were huge, and they were really pushing around the other team. They were dominating, but there was a problem. The problem was that Pomona started to not execute. They started to make some mental errors. They had penalties. They had dropped passes. Towards the end of the game, they had a punt that they were about to get the ball back. It hit one of their players, and Valor got the ball back and ended up scoring. A big, big mistake. They failed to execute. When I watched them, I actually thought they were going to win the game because I thought they might have a better team. But you know what? It doesn't matter how good your team is. It doesn't matter how good you're playing if you're not executing. If you're not doing the little things that really make the big difference. And I thought about that for myself. You know, in my startup as an entrepreneur, what are those little things that might seem insignificant? You know, it's just a little penalty here. It's just a little forgetting something here. It's just not being, you know, excellent over here. These little things, but these little things have huge consequences. They basically can determine who wins and loses. And they can take a good team, even the better team, and make it so that they lose. And so for myself, as I was thinking about this, I thought, you know what? How am I executing? How am I executing in my daily life, in my business? How am I executing towards the goals that I have set for myself? Am I doing a great job? Am I covering all of the little things? Or am I making some fouls and some penalties that may cost me the game? So here's my challenge for you today. You know, be okay with taking that analysis of yourself and finding those areas where you might not be executing. Take a look this week and look for those small penalties that might not stand out typically. Look for those little things that might be leading you to lose the game. Take a look at them, address them, fix them, and begin to execute. And when you begin to execute, you can actually win not only the games you're supposed to win, but the ones that you're not supposed to as well.
Thank you for listening to The Ugly Advantage. I encourage you to join the conversation. Send us your comments, share this podcast with your friends, and most importantly, I hope that you find your ugly advantage and you begin to live a real, authentic life. For more information, visit www.hitch.studio.